Well, now my next guest describes herself as an independent artist who works across the art forms. She's a storyteller, dancer, choreographer, and a musician. Here's Next Wave Festival Director, Emily Sexton.
Janelle Aguilar is absolutely one of Australia's most interesting dancers across the country at the moment. And I'm pretty excited to be presenting her first choreographic work in the festival. For both the artists who are part of Black Wave, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, but artists throughout the festival, there's been a very strong intergenerational aspect to the program, and a lot of the artists have turned to their elders to really inform the kinds of futures they want to imagine, which I think is a very hopeful and exciting thing for this year, for this country and also for this generation. Janoa's process has been so informed by her mother and her grandmother and all her kind of fellow family out in the Torres Strait, and Melbourne's a long way from there. And I guess it's a very exciting opportunity to really educate and kind of encourage people to see this very different perspective on what Australia is about. And when it's so enriched and so kind of deeply informed by family, I think we will arrive at is a very special and intimate experience, but also very contemporary.
I was actually born in Rockhampton in Queensland, and my parents were born in the Torres Straits. But when they talk about, you know, what it was like growing up and what my ancestors were living with, you know, it always amazed me. And the thought of having no calendars at all, kind of, you know, I could not fathom what it would be like. And they said that they used to live by the four winds, and each wind would tell you, you know, when to hunt and when it was going to get cooler, because, you know, in the Torres Straits, it's so hot. I don't think they own anything thicker than a sheet. Because, it's just tropical up there. So, yeah, I was very much inspired by the four winds. There's a particular story that my mum was told when she was younger, and she told me when I was younger, and I loved it. Yeah, this work has been inspired by that. It's not the actual story at all. My mum and I and my family, like my dad and my aunties and uncles and everyone, have helped me try to find my own story, so my interpretation of my mum's translation of the story. And that's how Winds of Wold came about.
The four winds have their own names.
Yes. Depending on which area of the Torres Strait you're from, depends on the pronunciation of it. And we're doing my mum's translation. So there's Kuki, Sager, Naigai, and Zi.
And that story that your mum told you, I understand this is an interpretation, but there are parts of that story that have to remain closed and secret.
Yes, yeah, it's not my place to tell that story. My mum could tell it, but it's not mine. So it's my interpretation of that story. My mum has helped to find a narrative of our own that is inspired by that story as well. So yeah, it's very exciting. I really can't explain how far it's actually come since my mum and I were talking about it years ago, trying to figure out how we could start putting Torres Strait stories, you know, on dance stage or theatre stage or a combination of both. I learnt traditional Torres Strait dancing as soon as I could roll out of the cot. My dad, like, had me straight away on my nappy there learning dancing and stuff, and, you know, and I was very, very, very lucky to learn all of that. And when I come out the other side, you know, now I'm like, wow, you know, thank you. And I thank my parents all the time, you know, thank you for, you know, giving me that flog in there to make me stay at home. So I did island dancing at the time. I was a bit of a hearted. I was like, ah, but all my friends get to go and play, you know, and they're like, nah, you stay here, you learn this. And yeah, there's so many things that I know how to do because of all of that, and because I was so strong with their culture. And like, how I couldn't imagine how hard it would be coming straight from the island to the mainland and having, you know, and no community around you. Because at that time, I think my parents were the well, one of the only island people in Rocky when they first moved there. And so, you know, to still stay strong to your culture, to teach your kids, you know, that this is our way of life, even though there's got cars over there and, you know, we don't have salt water to go down and, you know, to go swim or anything. It's just phenomenal to be able to say, you know, how fortunate I am that I am still passing on that knowledge, you know, and I want to share that with everyone, you know, and I will only ever say what I've been taught by my parents, you know. I won't ever step out of my protocols or my boundaries with that. And yeah, I'm very sure of myself without being too, you know, proud or have an ego about myself. But I know that, you know, that what I'm doing with my family stories is definitely what they want me to do as well. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Genoa Gila. And The Winds of War is on at the Northcote Town Hall from next Tuesday to Sunday. That's the 6th to the 11th of May.